like I shake my glass out like a Bob Ross paintbrush is like the best way that I can choose like to explain that. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, a few weeks ago, I saw this TikTok that said, like, basically it was this random guy, like it was a beer guy, but a random guy to me. And he said, if you want your beer account to grow, if you want your beer TikTok to grow, all you have to do is just pour a little more aggressively. Like, I guess if you're not on TikTok, people just pour beers and they talk about their reviews on there. And that's like a trendy thing to do. I'm trying to stay trendy. So this guy said, if you're trying to grow your audience, all you have to do is pour your beer a little more aggressively, and you're going to get all these people coming out of the woodwork telling you why you're wrong. And basically, the more comments that you get, the more like TikTok thinks you're valuable and you're giving good information. So it pushes you out into the algorithm. So I gave it a go. I thought I have nothing else to lose. And that's exactly what it did. It pushed my video to a lot of people, had a lot of people telling me why I was wrong, a lot of mansplaining going on, but that's, I mean, I guess it did its job. So what started out as a joke, because I like, if you guys go to my TikTok and you watch the video, like I over pour, it's spilling over the edge. And I said like, is this right? Obviously it's not right. But so what started out as a joke actually brought attention to the fact that there are lots of right ways to pour a beer. And I actually learned a bunch of cool stuff. So as I was researching, I realized that that's what I want to share with you today. So besides our tried and true kind of tip and pour, what are some other ways that we can get our beer from can or bottle to glass? I don't know about you guys, but my life has been crazy. Like, there's something in the atmosphere or something. Like, I've had some unexpected travel, unexpected good news, unexpected not good news, but it's all kind of a mess. So like right now, if you guys think this podcast sounds a little bit different, it's because I had an unexpected trip and I'm recording from an Airbnb with none of my equipment. So here we are. But you know what I can't wait to do? I can't wait tomorrow when I go home and Aaron picks me up from the airport. I want to go fill up my own bathtub that I know exactly how clean or not clean it is. And I want to throw in our hops infused tub tea to both have a beer bath as well as to enjoy taking a bath with a beer in my hand. I think I said that right. There will be beer. There will be a bath. I will be there. It's going to be a great time. But it's going to be nice to breathe and take a minute. So if you too are in this boat with me and you're just kind of trying to like check off all the stuff and stay afloat in this whirlwind that we call life, head over to beerfeelings.com, grab your own hops infused tub tea, and we'll all just put a little bit of us time, a little bit of you time on the calendar because you absolutely deserve it. So onto this week's episode. There are a million ways to do something right, right? I think the phrase is like, there's a million ways to skin a cat, but that sounds a little gruesome. But no matter how you say it, pouring beer seems to be the same. There are lots of different ways to do it. So on today's show, I want to start by talking out just a little bit about what I thought was the only right way to pour a beer, kind of how we pour beer at my house, and then teach you this new way that I just kind of stumbled across on like another way that you can pour a beer. So recapping what I know, we go into a lot of detail on my episode with Joanne Love. So if you want to hear this explanation with a British accent, I encourage you click back a few episodes and listen to it with her. She does a great job of explaining, but a really high level overview. First and foremost, what you're always going to do is rinse out your glass. What that does is it gets rid of any dust that's been sitting in there, maybe any soap that didn't get rinsed out. And just a quick side note, if you're at a restaurant or at a brewery and you're seeing a lot of bubbles along the side of your glass, that means that glass is dirty and that's disgusting and you should ask for a new glass. So rinse your glass out so that doesn't happen at your own house, because like we just talked about, You get to control how clean or dirty your own house and your own life is. All right. So once we've rinsed it out, like I shake my glass out like a Bob Ross paintbrush is like the best way that I can choose like to explain that. I like to get all the extra water out. So like shake it like a Polaroid picture. And then after that, what I thought was the only way to do this was to tilt your glass at a 45 angle and aim your beer stream about halfway down the side of your glass. Then as the beer level starts to fill up, once kind of that rising level hits where your stream is, then and only then do you start to straighten out your glass until the beer is coming like straight down and you're going to see a little more foam there. Now, our goal for a good pour, what we're looking for is 1 to 2 finger widths of foam just on the top layer of your beer. There is an exception to this pour. I thought there was only one exception, but we're going to get to the other things I learned about here soon. But before like this week, I thought the only time you would do something different is when you have a nitro beer in a can. So quick recap, nitro just means that they're using nitrogen as the gas to carbonate the beer instead of carbon dioxide. So what you want to do with a nitro is you want to still like same rinse out your glass, but then instead of slowly pouring, you want to like 0 to 60 can upside down. It should be making like a bloop, 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 bloop noise because the liquid's going to go in there quickly. And what you're looking for is foam on the top. And then you should see the bubbles start to fall down the sides of the glass. And that is called a cascade. Personally, I think it is beautiful. It is one of my favorite beers to drink, not only because I think it tastes delicious, but it's just like, it has the same kind of appeal as like a lava lamp. I said it almost looks sexy like a lava lamp, but I don't really think, I don't think lava lamps are that sexy. I don't, and it's great. Pour a nitro like that. You'll see what I mean. So like I said, up until like this week, maybe last week, that's all I knew was just these two methods. And then the other thing that I had observed, which I don't know if this is technically correct, but this is what Aaron does at our house. So he'll go to pour a beer and he keeps it pretty like calm. Like his personality is calm. He keeps his beer calm too. And then he'll save the last ounce or two and keep it in the can or bottle and kind of like whoosh it around, kind of like swirl it around to rile it up and then aggressively pour that on top. So it's like slow and steady beer. And then he creates the foam there. I think it kind of like, he looks like a barista when he does this. So we will call that the Aaron barista pour. So here's what I learned. This new way of pouring a beer is called the Mosher method. Now, Randy Mosher is a beer author, a beer judge. Like when I was looking him up, he does a lot of beer things. He's been in the beer scene for a while and he kind of developed this method. And what he thinks you should do when you pour a beer is you follow the same rinsing ritual, right? Like we like, maybe the theme of this episode is like, we like clean things, but you follow the same rinsing ritual and then don't do any of this tipping nonsense. Get a stream of beer pouring straight down to the bottom of the glass. So you can literally like set your glass on a table and you want to avoid the sides. You don't want to do a rapid pour like I just described or like a hard pour like I talked about with the nitro. Just a steady stream, but just straight to the bottom of the glass. As you can imagine, it's going to foam a lot more. And so if it's getting too close to the top, you just wait. Patience is virtue. So wait, let it simmer down a little bit and then resume your pouring. But basically what he suggests is by releasing all of the foam, you're helping the beer become more aromatic. You're going to see it's going to be a foamier pour than the one I described, kind of the 45 degree standard. But that foam is going to like hold up a magnifying glass to the beer so you can notice all the little baby details. So that's the Mosher pour. But to circle back to this TikTok video, the guy, I should probably know his name because like it's really led to a lot of thought on my end, but the guy that started this trend wanted to bring attention to the Mosher pour, like for other knowledgeable beer people to be like, we know this secret and nobody else does. I just thought he wanted people to be assholes and get other people riled up and be like, why are you spilling beer? So that's what I did. I was an asshole. If you want to watch me spill beer, check out Beer Feelings on TikTok. But no, it was actually this really cool beer pour thing that I had no idea about. So kind of wrapping up this episode, my thoughts as a whole, much like beer glasses, everybody out there is going to have some type of preference. So I know, like, I really like stemmed beer glassware because I like to be in control of the temperature of my beer. But some people really like steins, really like sturdy mugs because they like to cheers with their friends and they don't want glassware shattered everywhere. It appears that pouring beer is kind of the same. So when you're thinking about pouring your next beer, I want you to think about what your goal is, like what you're trying to get out of that particular style, or maybe what you don't want out of that particular style. So let's break it down. Harder pours, so like I described with the nitro or this new mosher method, it's going to let a lot of foam out. What that's going to do is it's going to trap aromas longer. The thicker your foam layer is, the thicker the head is on the beer. So you will be able to smell it for longer and think about that like a magnifying glass. So this would be really cool with a beer that has an interesting set of hops. Like hops are really what you're trying to magnify. And maybe there's some subtleties in there that you wouldn't be able to notice otherwise. That's where we want a thick head or a lot of foam. The other thing is pours that foam a lot where you're like gravity or like the liquid hitting the glass are going to have a little less carbonation because the bubbles are happening to make the foam instead of happening in your mouth. So if you like the bubbles in your mouth, if you like the carbonation, you want to have a little more foam control or else like you're basically going to spoil the punchline. Worth mentioning though, if the bubbles don't happen in your glass and you feel really full or really bloaty after drinking your beer, maybe try changing up how you're pouring it because what's happening, what's creating the fullness is the beer is releasing the carbon dioxide in your belly instead of in the glass. So carbonation could be great because we like the little tinglies, but it also could be kind of uncomfortable in our tongue. But personally, I am a big foam girl. That's how I prefer my beer, with like at least two finger widths of foam at the top of my glass. My inner child really loves that little like milk mustache that you get when you drink it right away. And personally, like I don't love carbonation. I don't really drink soda. That doesn't bring me joy. So this new mosher method solves a lot of my problems. I get to have my cake and eat it too. So today, my invitation to you is play around with your beer. It's beer. It's nothing serious. Is there a right way to do this? Probably. But as we've kind of talked about, the theme of this show is I want you to worry less about what's right and wrong for everybody else and start thinking about what's right and wrong for you. So you know what? If you like a lot of carbonation, like be a smooth criminal and like slip it down the side and no foam and then see how that makes you feel. An easy way that you can test some of this out and see if you can even notice a difference: go buy a 6-pack of beer that you already know how it tastes. You're very familiar with it. And try your first one with the mosher pour. And then try your next one without making foam and see if you can tell a difference. See what brings you the most joy. So let me know what works for you. Let me know your pouring preferences. And everybody, no matter what you choose to do, even if you're in a random Airbnb drinking beer out of a cup that is absolutely not meant for beer, I hope that you guys are doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week, back from my house. Cheers.